Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan in this hour. We will do our Motley Crue ticket giveaway. Be prepared. You'll know when Corey says it, 877-881-1053. But in the meantime, got a few other things for you. And I want to focus in on the future of the Dallas Cowboys salary cap. Look, we talked about it. People cope in different ways. Some people start looking at draft-eligible players. I look at the salary cap. And part of the reason is, if we can go to cut number 7, during his interview with Sean and RJ yesterday, Jerry spoke about the future of their salary cap.
We've got some great draft picks ahead of us, and we've got some salary cap room to pay it. That's the reason we've made some of our decisions we've made. Don't pay any attention to our read where we don't have much cap room. Well, I think everybody understands that the real test of your cap room is how you manage and put dollars and spread dollars out. We've got more spread out room than we would have had or we've had in the past.
All right.
Spread out room.
So I decided to start taking a look. There's a couple of different sources that have helped me out with a few aspects of this, including SpoTrack and Over the Cap. Over the Cap right now has the Dallas Cowboys at minus $48 million in salary cap room for 2026. When you hear that, it sounds astonishing.
It does.
And it sounds like you're screwed. But I have good news. You're not screwed. But we need to figure out some things, okay?
All right.
So let's start with this. Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and Tyler Smith. And don't worry, I've done the math for everybody. Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and Tyler Smith. All three of them have their contracts structured in a way where you can essentially just do what they call flip the switch, convert things off of base salary into signing bonus, which allows you to spread the money out quite a bit. Now, do I love that the Cowboys continue to do this with Dak Prescott? No. No, I don't. But if I'm going to have any money for you to spend, we pretty much got to. Okay?
All right.
That will save you.
If he's playing like
at this level,
at
that's a good point.
You're pretty happy.
And CeeDee Lamb and Tyler Smith are both young, very good players. I know the Cowboys hope, and probably a lot of the fan base hopes, they're going to be here for a really, really long time. So by flipping those switches on that contract, that creates $31 million from Dak, $19 million from CeeDee, and $17.6 million from Tyler Smith. All by essentially doing nothing. And that is what Jerry was making reference to when he talks about the ways they stack the contracts.
Now, this does push money down the road, correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
And so with players like CeeDee Lamb and Tyler Smith, I don't think it's as concerning because you think they're going to be there for a long time. By the way, this is a method that the Eagles do all the time. If you've ever wondered how the F do the Eagles continue to always have money to buy whoever they want, it's because they push this money down the road all of the time. Now, what is the danger in that? The danger of that is you might run into a situation like Zach Martin. Zach Martin has not played on the team this year. Yes?
Right.
Do you know next year, in 2026, the Cowboys still owe him $17 million against the cap?
I did not know that.
So
actually, I did know it because you told me yesterday, right. But no.
But that is the danger of doing it like this. And so, like, if you're Philadelphia and you won a Super Bowl, who cares, right? Like, you'll be fine. You won the Super Bowl, you'll live. If you're the Cowboys and you continue to not excel in the postseason, I can see how that is very concerning to people. So the Dak one, that bothers me way more than CeeDee or Tyler Smith. But again, I think you're kind of stuck. All right. I'm going to cut three players for now, but we'll probably bring one of them back. Okay? Kenny Clark, Trayvon Diggs, and Terrence Steele. Kenny Clark has a $21.5 million cap hit next year, but he also has no guaranteed money left on his contract. So you can move on from him and it costs you nothing. So for now, we're going to cut Kenny Clark.
Okay?
Trayvon Diggs and Terrence Steele. Do either one of y'all have an issue with moving on from one or both of these players?
Diggs, it doesn't sound like the Cowboys. It sounds very similar to Micah, where they're just like, we made our decision.
So our opinion is irrelevant.
Steele, his pass blocking is atrocious.
Right.
His run blocking is good. His pass blocking is atrocious. And I need somebody that can keep Dak standing. So while there's not a lot of great options out there right now, there are some. There might be one. I would be willing to move on from him. But I might be spending a portion of his money on something else.
That is very possible. Alec? How do you feel about the concept of moving on from Trayvon Diggs and Terrence Steele?
Yeah, I'm right there with Corey where the Diggs thing, it feels like it's already done before it's actually done. It's just a matter of when it's officially done. So I don't mind that whatsoever, especially because that is a nice amount of money that you're moving on from as well.
Yep.
Terrence Steele, I've gotten to the point where I think a lot of people have where I will go ahead and defer to the scouting department that they can find another decent right tackle. Or, hey, if you want to get somebody that is as atrocious as he is at pass blocking, find one that only costs you $750,000 per season,
right?
Not millions of dollars. So, yeah, I'm totally okay with moving on from both.
So let's assume you go ahead and cut Trayvon Diggs and Terrence Steele. Here is another fun thing about the salary cap. And by fun, I mean stupid and confusing. So, and somebody brought up the salary cap is not real. The salary cap is definitely real, but there are like 8,000 mechanisms in place to help you subvert it, including this. So if you cut Trayvon Diggs, you can save $12.5 million. If you cut Terrence Steele, you can save $8.75 million. Unless, of course, you want to designate him as a post-June 1st cut, which is something that the Dallas Cowboys love to do. Why post-June 1st? Because once you get past June 1st, then you can split the dead money essentially in half. It doesn't always work perfectly like that, but for the purposes of this, let's just say you can split it in half. Now, all of a sudden, you move on from Terrence Steele, you save $13.4 million off your cap in 2026. But just remember, if we're talking about credit cards and interest, the other chunk of that money still comes due. It just doesn't come due until 2027, and then Zach Martin will be off your payroll and everything like that. All right, whole lot of numbers. What does it mean? All right, flip the switch on Dak, CeeDee, Tyler Smith. Move on from Kenny Clark. We'll get back to him. Trayvon Diggs and Terrence Steele. You know what that saves you? $118 million.
F yeah, let's go.
So I told you we were at negative 48. Now That means you have $70 million in cap space without really hurting yourself too much outside of Dak for the future. But now the question is this. So I got lots of money to figure it out. Do you want Pickens and Kenny Clark back?
Listen, I know the rest of America wants Pickens back. I don't necessarily need him.
Ooh, spicy.
But
we can put a pin in that because that is interesting.
And one of the other things, too, is with all the options we have before us, the tag and trade is still one of my favorite options in this because I think he has presented a case that people would be willing to move not just a third to get him.
Okay.
So, all right. So, but
that is an intriguing theory.
Let's bring him on back for this this practice.
Alec, Kenny Clark, and George Pickens, you want them back?
I do want them back, and I think they're both back in reality as well. You know, those are two trades that just when you talk about the player themselves, I think that Jerry believes he won in those situations, and he's not ready to let them go yet.
Okay. Now, man, there are actually quite a few people that are okay with moving on from Pickens. Fair enough. Now, if you want to do that, then we might just have $70 million in cap space to play with. But assuming you bring back Pickens and Clark, and another thing that Jerry said in the interview yesterday, not only do they want to bring back Pickens, he said he feels like they made big strides this season in cornerstones. Those cornerstones I think he's talking about in adding are Pickens, Clark, and Quinnen Williams.
I agree.
So, if
I think Bland's one of them, too.
Oh.
Dude, you know how the Cowboys are.
Yeah.
Hey, we added one. What do you mean you added one?
He's
re-signed
already on the freaking team. All right, so let's go off the idea you bring them both back. This is why the franchise tag is a terrible idea. You franchise tag George Pickens, he's going to hit you for $28 million.
It's true.
So let's say you give Kenny Clark $12 million. That feels about right to me. Whereas take a look at the Terry McLaurin contract. Terry McLaurin contract probably about in line, maybe a little lower than what you would go with for George Pickens. What's Terry McLaurin's salary cap hit next year? $18
million. Gross.
And so that's one of the things. It feels counterintuitive to say we're going to give George Pickens 4 years, $120 million, and somehow that's cheaper than $28 million a year.
Right.
Because you're like, hold on, now that's $30 million a year. Well, that's not how it works with the salary cap. So if you were to give George Pickens a long-term extension, that's $18 million per year for 2026 and $12 million for Kenny Clark. So now we got Pickens back, we got Clark, and we've gotten rid of Diggs and Steele. And I still have $40 million in cap space for you to spend. And keep in mind, the Cowboys only have four draft picks. I believe it's only four coming up. Now, there are other options. If you want to move on from Malik Hooker, Logan Wilson, Jonathan Mingo, if you want to extend Quinnen Williams, that can get you more money along the way. But my point is, that's $40 million I have that you can spend going into the offseason. Now, will the Cowboys take advantage of that and pick up actual factual starting players? Don't know. But there is some room there if you want to play around. And to your point, Corey, if you are okay with moving on from Pickens and or Clark, you could easily have $70 million in cap space, and I could probably create more for you.
Yeah, and then you're figuring out, hey, how much do we want Javonte Williams back?
Sure.
Do we want to go get a Jalen Watson to play cornerback for us, or do we feel like we've already secured what we like there? It sounded like Jerry basically said in the secondary, is like it's been whack-a-mole in the secondary. We have no clue who's going to play each week, and that's been a problem.
That feels right.
Feels like there's a Braden Smith offensive tackle to replace Steele. He's going to cost about $13 million, too.
Okay.
So that's the prices are there. How much do you want them? You have the money to spend, though. And that's what Jerry is saying. We have the money to spend. We also have a lot of youth on this team because of the way we've been developing in the draft. So we don't necessarily have to go ahead and give them contracts like Ezraku and stuff like that. So we're in a good position. That's what they're saying, is to add to this in free agency. While also, yes, Kevin, using your 1, 4, 5, and 7s Now you're probably going to get a few a handful of comp picks to go along with it, but you're definitely in need of adding more picks to this thing somehow so that you can say, all right, we've added in every facet. There's also a trade option out there.
Yeah.
There should, if you limit yourself and don't look at a trade option out there, then you've not done yourself the right service. So those all things are there, but whenever you haven't had money to spend in the past, and that's Kevin, you would have been able to build the same team with Micah's contract or no?
Now, Micah's contract, biggest defensive player contract in the history of the NFL. Oh, my goodness, so much money. Do you know what his cap hit is next year?
No.
$19 million. So I will tell you this. I will take it a step further. Now, I'm just going to ignore the assets in all of this. The salary cap can be bent to your will so much that think about what I just said. You could have kept Micah, given him that exact same deal, keep George Pickens, keep Kenny Clark, and still have $20 to $30 million in salary cap space. So I don't want to hear any of this BS about how they don't have the money. My whole point is, if you choose to bend the salary cap to your will, you can do just about anything you want. You just have to be willing to know that the bill is going to come due in a couple of years. That's what the Eagles do because they know they can win, and they did win last year. And let's say the Cowboys, I know this is absurd, let's say the Cowboys were to win the Super Bowl next year. Would you give an F if their cap was screwed in 2028? No, of course not.
They would.
Which is stupid. Stupid, stupid. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I expect Brian Schottenheimer heard everything we just said and will comment on it all. Or talk about other football things. Next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Expecting to hear from Dallas Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer in just a minute. In the meantime, can you go ahead and give me cut number 3? Because I want to talk about this fella.
Nice move. Hanging on to it. Scoring! Tyler Seguin! The bouncing puck. And he managed to settle it down and sneak it past Murray.
Now, Jim Nill, the Stars GM and guest at the KNC Masterpiece, said he's going to get a better report about Tyler Seguin's knee from the doctor in the next couple of days after getting a procedure yesterday. Seguin is out for the regular season, but we talked about this where everyone's like, oh, he's done for the entirety of the year. Not necessarily, but Nill said he's going to wait to make a decision on full season-ending injury. And with the new CBA, because remember, I think maybe Winnipeg did it, but I know Vegas did it, and Dallas has done it, kind of manipulating the salary cap with long-term injured reserve and having people magically ready to go. The NHL has really cracked down on that. So we should hear in the next couple of days if that is the direction that the Stars will go to get some salary cap relief, but maybe not as much or it's not as easy as in the past.
Having Seguin is always better than not, I think.
Sure.
Like the dude's a fun player. What would you do with any extra salary cap space? What would you want to add to this thing if they could pick something up?
I mean, I swear I'm not trying to be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is all of his contract then that you would be able to use?
No, okay. It's a prorated version just for that season.
Okay.
But I still think, like, you always default to
Defense, blue line
help. Yeah. I mean, like, not to be too generic, but that's just what I'm absolutely going to go
another
with.
Another goalie for when you trade Ottinger?
No, because I feel really good about our goalie tandem. I feel really good about the offensive firepower that you have. And there is some toughness. So maybe you go with somebody on defense that has sort of just that toughness or size factor to replace what you've lost with Bischel being out. I think you've got a variety of different options.
972, Gary Bettman has to change the playoff format. The three best teams in the league are in the same division.
You know what? And that is a very fair argument. And at this point,
are they arms racing each other?
Pretty much.
Is that kind of why it's the way that it is? They all decided, look, we want to be good, and we can't let that team in our division be better than us.
I think so. But the weird thing about it is Minnesota, like, never takes part in these arms races.
But they did
yeah,
this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we just like we were talking about with the Arizona Diamondbacks maybe getting heavier into free agency. Minnesota, the Wild, they're like, yeah, man, I'll make a trade. Like, let's get in the middle of it. But Colorado and Dallas have been the best two teams pretty much all season. There is no way that they either won't A, play in the second round or be eliminated.
Yeah.
That's the latest they could play is in the second round. And that just feels silly. When, you know, normally maybe you get the next round Western Conference Finals. But anyways, you know what? Maybe hockey deserves to be thrown into My Buddy's an Idiot while we wait for Brian Schottenheimer, 877-881-1053. Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion? Let us know for My Buddy's an Idiot. And I have a
viruses. Viruses are idiots.
Idiots.
Anybody out there that's about to catch this thing, I'm sorry.
But it did help us defeat the aliens in Independence Day.
It's a fact right there.
So
that's what it's all about, is defeating aliens.
You take the good, you take the bad.
Yep. That documentary was fantastic.
Am I an idiot for not caring whatsoever about the NBA Cup Championship last night? Whereas the NBA...
Your team wasn't in it?
Yeah, that's true.
You would have cared if they were.
Yeah...
A little bit.
Yeah.
At least a little bit.
Would I have cared that much more than a regular Mavericks game, though? I don't know if I would have.
I think you would have been telling people in the room, hey, this is for a trophy.
Do you know that game doesn't count in the standings, though?
It's awesome.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mavs practically got a week off because of this thing, right?
Yeah, actually, that part is kind of weird, but I wonder how many people were like locked into Knicks and Spurs.
Yeah.
But it does kind of feel like you're like, I don't care at all. I might care if my team was in it. It's better than what we were doing, and this is awesome. The naysayers are stupid.
Did you see, Alec, have you seen the video of Josh Hart? No?
I don't know what you're talking
about.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
So evidently, the trophy was being hoisted.
Mm.
And Jalen Brunson was kind of, you know, down there trying to put his hand up there and touch the trophy. And Josh Hart was trying to get him out of the way. So he stuck his thumb in an area where you don't want somebody's thumb to
get
stuck.
Are you serious? He oil checked him?
He oil checked him. And Jalen Brunson turned around like, dude, what the hell? And now Josh Hart tweeted out this morning, he was like, it was AI. And I think that's...
Oh, nice. I mean, but also, I'm pretty sure every single player on that team gets like $500,000 or a little bit more.
Oh,
so
Christmas?
Yeah.
Yay.
Man, can you imagine being at a point in your life where you have so much money on your contract that you can get a $500,000 bonus and you can be like, we'd spend that on Christmas presents.
Yeah. Instead of a Jelly of the Month club.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Clark. All right. So do you think I'm an idiot or is it fair to just not really care?
How many other games do you really care about throughout the year?
I get it.
Like, I think this is, if it's not your team,
it doesn't lower my interest.
But I guess the thing is, like, we're very intrigued with Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen and those guys. And then their receivers, obviously, because fantasy football helps out a lot, too. So we're very interested in all the other games that go on in the NFL. Why is the NBA not the same? Is it because there's so many games that it's just hard to keep up with, or we're not that into each one of these players, or on any given night, I don't know if that player is going to play. There's a lot that goes into, like, why am I so fascinated? That's probably a great study there.
I think the lack of fantasy basketball players compared to fantasy football is a big deal because now you don't have as many experts on like RJ Barrett as there are on Ladd McConkey.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
I feel like you can find plenty of people with Ladd McConkey hot take, but RJ Barrett, you're like, yeah, was he on the Knicks?
Where
and you're
is
like,
he
no,
right
he
now?
Went to Toronto. And you're like, really?
Yeah.
All right. So I
don't think you're an idiot, Kevin.
Okay, thank you. Now, let's stay with basketball.
On other things, though.
Okay, fair.
I'll take those under advisement.
Because I will say I think Joel Klatt is an idiot for this opinion. He called the NCAA tournament the dumbest in sports and says nobody wants Cinderella stories in college football. Now, that does feel like I'm going to use this word again, conflating two different things. I don't think it's that big of an issue to have a 16 seed in the NCAA tournament where his broader point is you want to see the best versus the best, and he's not really interested in seeing what Toledo is going to trot out for the first round of the college football playoff.
I get that.
But I hate his comparison.
I understand what he's saying. You do want to see the best versus the best. And you're going to see that in the Final Four.
Yeah.
Essentially, you're going to see the best teams when it comes down to it, because you're likely not going to get the 16 beating whatever, or the 12 beating the
right,
5.
Right.
I really loved Bobby's take this morning, and it put a lot more thought for me on why this is important, though. And so, Mestemaker's gone.
That is not official,
it's
happen.
But
it does.
He's gone. Caleb Hawkins is going to be.
Yeah,
that team's going to be. The UNC's football team
like,
is going to be depleted.
Right.
Their coaching staff depleted. You know, like all these things. UNT built a good season, and their reward should be to be able to, or I'm using them as an example, should be to go get the $2-4 million that they get for playing in this game.
Right.
Whatever that, I don't know exactly what that number is. Then you use that money to go back and add to your program again and make this a consecutive seasons and do what essentially Boise State has accomplished and create what you are. So basically all these Power 5 programs or these Power 4, whatever you want to say, that have all the money already, this is their opportunity to come take all the coaches and players from your team. Well, this is also their opportunity to make right for themselves. So give them that opportunity to play in this game, because otherwise it's just going to be the rich keep getting richer.
Yeah. Now, and this person adds in, they agree from the 979, my buddy Joel Klatt is an idiot. He wants to ruin March Madness. Now, let's stick with college athletics. This is an amazing name. Chase Goodbread, a reporter for the Tuscaloosa News, is a Heisman voter, and he was angry about Diego Pavia's message, even though Pavia apologized. He wrote a column, said Pavia's post was a punk move. Quote, had this been the 19-year-old Johnny Manziel, a Pavia confidant, by the way, well, no freaking kidding, coach is ready. He does not want to hear from Diego Pavia. We'll hear from him instead right here on The Fan.
A couple of things. Quinnen Williams, can you update his status? And certainly Tyler Guyton.
Yeah, Quinn is doing better. We'll see how he moves through the protocol. He is doing better. And then Guyton, again,
get him on the grass today, see how he does, but still not sure on that one.
A couple of times since Sunday, Jerry Jones expressed surprise or shock how bad or how poorly the defense has played. I don't know if you share that same sentiment that you expect them to play better. What has gone wrong with the defense?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, we meet all the time after games, and we talk and we go through the game as coordinators and staff, and we sat down, and me and Clayton and Nick and Flus, and we go through the game with Jerry and Steven, and, you know, again, none of us played good enough. We've talked about the defense quite a bit. You know, we just, you know, have not played to the level we want to play. We know that, but you're just going to keep working, and that's what we have to do, and we've got another great opponent coming in this week with a great quarterback and weapons that he knows how to do, and they run the hell out of the football, and we're going to focus on trying to get the Chargers.
Brian Todd Archer with ESPN. Back on Quinnen for a second. Will he be out on the field doing stuff, or is it still too soon for
Yeah, that? Again, he won't do anything today. We're in pads, so he won't do anything today.
Okay. And then the communication on defense, you've talked about that a lot during the season. Seems like there was issues maybe during the game about personnel groupings and getting in and out, and I think you had to burn a timeout in this second quarter.
Yeah, down the red zone.
What's been the problem with that, do you think?
Well, every once in a while there's headset issues. Those do happen. I mean, they happen on offense. The headsets don't always work perfectly. But the biggest thing, I think, is just the urgency of the call coming in from Flus and then getting communicated from the green dot and then getting lined up. It's not been perfect. We need to be better, because if you're late to get lined up, which we were, it makes the players uneasy, certainly. And then we were doing a number of things, you know, Todd, where we were trying to match certain receivers on guys, and looking back in hindsight, probably tried to match too many guys, and so a number of things affect that.
John Schroeder with The Athletic. Jerry also said on the radio yesterday, talked about how he thinks the future of the program is very bright. I wonder, from your perspective, going in these final three games and then looking beyond, like where do you think the program's at right now?
Yeah, again, I'm going to reserve that for when the season's over. You know, I mean, like I said, you know, you guys asked me the other day about, you know, if you don't make the playoffs, you know, will it be the year be a success? And what was my answer? It doesn't change. You know, we get judged on winning and losing, and we haven't won enough games. So doesn't mean there's not going to be things we look back that we're like, hey, we've built this, and this is great. Man, we've really upgraded this position, or we've done that. But, again, I'm not going to, John, say, okay, well, now I'm going to go and say, I'm going to stay in the moment, and I'm going to be all about the Chargers. And after we go and play the Chargers and hopefully win, I'm going to be all about the Commanders and then the Giants and then see what happens, and then we'll take a broader, bigger picture at that point.
All right. Well, then you won't like this question probably either. But
that's good.
Joe Milton, if you guys are eliminated, is there at any point where you'd want to see him play?
I want to win. So plan would be to play Dak.
Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram. A few weeks ago, you guys talked about a competition at right tackle. Now that you've seen Terrence Steele and Nate Thomas start a few games consecutively, how would you evaluate that competition right now?
Again, I think, you know, when you talk about the last two games, we haven't protected Dak very well. You know, Nick, I think I'm always going to put myself out there first. I thought, you know, again, Flores frustrated us with some things, and I needed to be better. But the biggest thing for me with the tackle specifically, which you asked about, is the fundamentals and the sets and the leverage and how they're keeping inside alignment and stuff like that. But we need to play better. We need to keep Dak upright. You know, we need to let Dak throw out of a firm pocket, because when you give Dak that type of time, we've all seen what he's capable of doing. And, you know, that's what we did for a lot of the year. And the last two games, I think, truly are, you know, situations where we struggle a little bit when we don't do that.
You're opening some practice windows today. What do you want to see from those guys in the next 3 weeks?
Yeah, so we'll open up the window for Josh Butler. We'll open up Peyton Turner and then Phil Maffa. Just a chance to get them on the grass, you know, and see these guys compete a little bit. We're in pads today, which would be great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And I know those guys are really, really excited to get back out there and play the game that they love.
Tommy Irish, DallasCowboys.com. We're playing the Chargers, the team that was the last NFL team your dad coached for in the last years that you spent with them. Does this game carry any kind of sentimental value? And what do you remember about your time in San Diego?
I wouldn't say it's any more sentimental value. I think, there's a lot of people in that organization that I'm very fond of, both from the equipment room to the Spanos family and people like that. A lot of coaches on that staff that I know, Sanjay Lal and people like that. But again, I just get, I get focused on, prepping to play a really good team. I mean, they've won, I think, 3 in a row. They're playing really good on defense. I think they're second in the league in defensive stats, which gets me excited. I like to play good defenses, and at the end of the day, it should be a very physical football team because they play very physical, and we try to pride ourselves on doing that as well.
And then on the defense, Derwin James is a guy that moves around and plays in a lot of different spots. What makes him kind of different from some of the other guys that are versatile in terms of where they line up?
Yeah, he's a stud. He's good in coverage. He's a great blitzer. He's a good run defender. They're using him a lot in what we call buffalo nickel, where, they put the bigger body in there to get him closer to the ball to try to impact the game and make plays. And funny story, I remember we were playing him his rookie year in Seattle, and I was out for pre warm-ups, and I was like, man, who's that defensive end? And they go, nah, I'm not a defensive end. I said, who is it? They said, that's their first-round draft pick, the safety. I was like, oh, damn. So obviously his size, athleticism, he's been doing it at a high level for a long time, and one of the best box safeties in football, in my opinion.
Joe.
Joe Hoyt, Dallas Morning News. You said earlier this season you're the president of the Javonte Williams Fan Club. Obviously, he's had a great year, impending free agent. What have you seen from him this year that might suggest potential success down the road and maybe here as well?
Yeah, again, I just, I can't give him enough praise. I think, we to see him, play really well last week, I think we're learning. Javonte, we want to be a little bit smart with him during the week. He's had a lot of carries this year and doing a great job. But just the way he approaches, the preparation. Like, he's a guy that truly gets it, man. Like, he understands that to be a great player, you have to come to meetings ready to roll, be dialed in, ask questions, take great notes, go to walkthroughs. If something's messed up, hey, I need that again, clear it up in my brain, go to practice and do things the right way. And for a young player, I think that's I refer to him as young because he is young, but, I think that's where you see the work ethic, you see the maturity, you see the intelligence, and then the talent. And, I hope he's a Cowboy for a long time.
Ed Porter, WFAA. When Jerry essentially says publicly that he's going to evaluate your defensive coordinator over the next final three games, what's your reaction to that? And how do you handle that with Flus and his coaching staff?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, Ed, we all understand the business we're in, and this is the National Football League. You know, I think Flus is a great coach. We have not played well enough in that area. But my biggest thing is, you know, I've been Flus. I've been through those people, you know, saying, hey, what about Shoddy and this position? Yeah, that's part of it. We're used to it. So my job is to help Flus and the entire staff to come up with a great game plan and try to play the best we can these next 3 weeks. And that's what I'm committed to doing.
Garrett Podell, CBS Sports. Brian, you talked about the Chargers defense being statistically one of the best. What stands out in terms of what they do structurally? What's kind of their calling card with Jesse Minter this year that you appreciate?
You know, they're not very complicated. They just, what they do well, you know. You know, they're wise, they're smart with their pieces, meaning the way they use Derwin, you know, the flexibility they have with their defensive ends. They're deep there with Khalil Mack and Thule, and then you got Bud Dupree, and they're big and strong. The backers, both Perryman and Henley, are very physical players, but you can't watch their film and not get caught up in how physical they are. I mean, they're a physical defense, and you know, I remember Jesse coming to the league 2 or 3 years ago, whatever it's been, I guess 2 years ago, and I immediately was, you know, a fan because I just saw the way those guys played and the way they impacted the game. And I think he's done a hell of a job for that organization.
Christy Scales, Cowboys Radio, 105.3, The Fan. More on the defense. High number of interceptions, and it looks like they spread the wealth with that. Lots of different players. Attribute that pressure, or they got a lot of stuff, or what do you see with that?
Yeah, it's a great question, Christy. They, you know, they play a lot of spot drop coverage. You know, so what's that mean? It means they're dropping to locations and landmarks. So, okay, hey, I got to get inside edge of the numbers. I got to get in the alley. I got to be on the hash. I got to be there. And they all have vision on the quarterback. So anytime the quarterback is affected and the ball does not go where it's supposed to go, they've got eyes on the ball, which allows them to make plays on the ball. And any errant throw, they usually penalize you for it. And so when you put that with a team that I think has 40 sacks or fourth or fifth in the league in sacks, it's a good compliment. So they rush the passer well, they're big and physical, and then they've got all eyes on the quarterback. So errant passes are not a good thing against this defense.
Saad, at The Athletic. Brian, kind of a broad type of question. Often we see in the shotgun, running backs are next to or slightly behind the quarterback. When you have the running back ahead of the quarterback, just what's the in front of the quarterback? What's the intention that when offenses do that?
Yeah, interesting question. It's a great question. There's different philosophies. The number one thing you would say is obviously I've always talked about how you want to create the depth of the pocket starts in the A gaps. When you keep your back at depth, if the guy blitzes, there's a collision that usually happens about 2.5 yards deep in the backfield, and the quarterbacks are trusting that the back's going to get there. That's one reason. The bigger issue is now there's so many pick stunts, Saad, that like they pick the guard or they pick the center or they pick the guard and they'll wrap the defensive lineman with the backer. When you're at different depths, it's almost impossible to pass that off. So by moving them up into location, they can work together. It'd be like Tad and I working together to pass a game would be a lot easier than me and you working on a game because of the proximity to one another. So that's one of the reasons why we do it.
If your back is there and if you need help on the edge, is it still possible for the back to get over and help the tackle on the outside?
That's why people do it, because they know when you get stuck down in the A-gaps right there, that's why they know, hey, you can't help the tackle. So we do a lot of our chips with, tight ends and things like that on the edges. So it's just different philosophies, and not right or wrong. But, again, it's designed for a reason, and everybody has it.
Ready? That it? Good. Okay. Todd?
I'll ask the weekly, daily Trayvon question. Will he practice today?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Well, I'll be out there in pads having a hell of a practice. All right, guys. Thank you.
There you go. Brian Schottenheimer was late for his own press conference, and he went ahead and cut it short. Got to get out to practice. Just had the requisite Trayvon Diggs question right there. Now, we will move back into my buddy's an idiot. I guess this is a fair question given the circumstance. Is Shoddy qualify if he can't show up for his own team scheduled press conference? Feels like he could change the schedule if he's like, that doesn't work for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else he was doing.
Fixing
did he have to poop?
Fixing it.
You know? He's like, guys, I'm sorry, I gotta go, and I didn't have time this morning because I was watching extra film for the Chargers.
Okay, hey, you know what? Could be. That feels like a very universal issue.
We've all been there before.
For sure. Absolutely. Everybody in the history of the world has had that come upon them when they're not in a convenient time or place or space for that.
And you can either tell your body, deal with it and wait till later.
Yep.
Or it's got to go
fair.
Now.
Very fair. Now, one thing that Schottenheimer said, which very much in line with what Jerry Jones said, the idea of Jerry Jones is like, hey, look, we're not looking for draft position. We're looking to win. The question came up about the availability or playability of Joe Milton. And very to the point, Brian Schottenheimer was like, I want to win. Dak gives us the best chance. He's going to play.
Wow. Really takes a shot at Joe Milton. His confidence.
Nobody's here to argue that Joe Milton could be better than Dak, right?
As a matter of fact, here in about 15 minutes, Kevin, I'll make the argument that we need to appreciate Dak
okay.
a little bit more.
All right. Good.
I understand. Like that's a coach has this like it's part of their ego. It's part of their mentality. It's part of. Like, this is the fabric of what we are. We try to win. We don't care about anything else but winning. We got to eliminate the outside noise. All that's for you guys to talk about.
Right.
Not for me. My only focus is what am I judged on? What is my job judged on? What is my job based on? And he said it multiple times there. My job is based on my success, wins and losses. And if I don't win enough games, I'm out of here. So I'm going to do everything I can to make sure I'm here for a while. And that's what his focus is going to be. And he's sold Jerry on that. Jerry said this every year though, right? Jerry doesn't ever seem to be in the mindset of, hey, let's go ahead and give a game away. But,
yeah.
But he's sold Jerry on, hey, this is our approach to this as a team. I want everybody in the locker room to be focused on winning the next game no matter where we stand. And Jason Garrett was that way, right? Whether
yes.
it's the moon or a parking lot.
Yes.
We got to be ready to play and
Man,
win
that
football
was,
games.
That was one of my favorite quotes. From the 940, my buddy's an idiot. They care about winning meaningless games instead of setting up for a better future. And somebody asked about the love for Shoddy. I think part of the reason is in press conferences like that, he gives more human-sounding answers for better or worse, as opposed to Mike McCarthy would be like, oh, you know, it's just like anything. Or finally, some football questions when I was like, I feel like you did get asked a football question. You just didn't like it.
And it seems also like.
Or it could just be change.
You know, one of the. And he's, you know, maybe he's not beaten down by it enough yet, but doesn't it seem like whenever he's asked a tough question, if John Machota's been there every day,
yeah.
he deserves me to answer this question.
Right.
Rather than to now bully him into me not answering the question.
Right.
And that's something that always irritates me about coaches, that they'll do that when you're, dude, I'm doing my job. I'm here every day. You see me. You
yeah.
see. This is a tough question. And Schottenheimer's told the guys on the morning show, as heard on 105.3 The Fan, hey guys, y'all can ask tough questions because we put in the time. We put in the time together to get the respect of each other that you can ask that. So I do appreciate that about him. But ultimately, Kevin, it is going to be wins and losses will depict how the fans feel about you.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we were bringing this up. I want to get to the quote from, again, Chase Goodbread. Talking about
what?
Yeah, from the Tuscaloosa News. He's talking about Pavia, and he said, had this been the 19-year-old Johnny Manziel, an F all the voters post on social media would have at least been less surprising, if no less classless. But after 6 years in college, you'd think Pavia, who would have signed up for at least one more course in humility by now. The kid blows off steam. Defense also fails to hold up when one considers the dozens of kids who didn't. Decades worth of disappointed Heisman finalists who managed to leave New York City without leaving behind their dignity like Pavia did. Whoa! Do you think that Diego Pavia is still an idiot, or do you think Chase Goodbread went too far?
I think Chase Goodbread kind of laid out a real good caricature of Pavia.
Okay.
There are good and bad things about him.
And it's the least surprising thing in the world, right, that he hangs out with Johnny Football? Right? Like, I'm not wrong about that.
Because of the way that he plays, the style, the attitude he plays with.
Their attitude off the field and everything.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. I guess the other fascinating thing is, like, we judge people a lot of times in their athletic careers on how they did in the NFL or the NBA.
Sure.
Not in how they did in college.
Right.
Hey, you were great, but you never lived up at the next level. Can he take that attitude to the next level? Can he bring that with him? Is he going to be at the next level?
Yeah, he might get drafted, but there's not like a lot of steam behind his draft stock.
And so like that, with all that attitude that goes along with it, like Johnny played at the next level at least. He failed.
Right. He did.
But he did get to that next level.
That is fair.
He conned his way into that job.
Wow. Now, man. Is it still the Dallas Cowboys who are idiots? This comes courtesy of Nick Harris, who brought together a tremendously depressing stat. The Cowboys defense has allowed four quarterbacks to throw for a season high in passing yards this season. Russell Wilson, Caleb Williams, Justin Fields, and J.J. McCarthy. Two more have had their second highest passing season total this year, Jalen Hurts and Jordan Love. That means of the 14 games that they've played, and obviously teams like Philly, they played twice, but at least at 13 different opponents, six of those quarterbacks have put up their best or second best passing yardage of the entire season.
Is that good?
No, I mean, for them... Not if you're the defense, not if you're Eberflus. Although I did like Schottenheimer's answer about Eberflus. He goes, look, I've been Eberflus. I've been, oh, not shoddy. Maybe he needs to go. And so he was like, it's my job to set him up for success. But when you hear that half the opponents you've played, their quarterback has put up a season high or second best season passing total all against your defense.
Because your communication is too complicated or... Whatever, like he mentioned that. Hey, look, the helmets don't work sometimes.
Yeah, that's not good.
What? Like, then you got to figure something out. You have to have backup plans. They don't seem to have them.
Or backup helmets. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and I feel like it's about.
Let's give something away.
877-881-1053. Caller number 10 will win. Actually, you know what? Caller number 8.
Six.
Caller number 8 will win a pair of tickets to go see Motley Crue when they come to the Dos Equis Pavilion on September 10th, 2026. These tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. You can go buy tickets at Live Nation or you can win them for free right now. Caller number 8, 877-881-1053. Coming up next, the C Block, where Corey presents a Dak appreciation segment. Next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.